where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
For much of southwestern Ontario, February didn't feel like February at all. After examining a month when several temperature records fell, making it feel more like mid-spring than mid-winter, Environment Canada reported the warmest February ever for parts of the region, including Sarnia. We set a new record high at least three times last month, and meteorologist Jeff Coulson says the region set a new monthly record.
Sarnia squeaked out the warmest February. 2024 just passed, had an average temperature of 1.37 degrees Celsius, and the previous record holder, 2017, came in at 1.36.
In Sarnia yesterday, the mercury climbed to 22 Celsius, surpassing the previous record for March 4th of 15.6 set in 1966. Sarnia police are looking for a missing 32-year-old man. Cody Guinard was last seen around 8 o'clock Sunday morning in the area of Indian Road and Divine Street, and police say they are concerned for his well-being. His photo is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. If you have any information regarding Cody's whereabouts, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. A Warwick Township resident has been charged after search warrants in Lambton and Middlesex recovered about $30,000 in stolen property. Melanie Irwin has more.
Strathroy Caradoc Police, with the help of the OPP, executed an initial search of an address on Churchill Line in Warwick Township on February 28th. The next day, a search was done at an address on Metcalf Street in Strathroy. Among the stolen property, police said numerous stolen license plates were recovered. While the investigation is ongoing, police said a 41-year-old woman from Warwick was arrested and charged with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Anyone with information regarding stolen property or vehicles is asked to call Strathroy Police or Crime Stoppers. I'm Melanie Irwin.
The suspension date for local elementary students who have outdated immunization records has arrived. Lambton Public Health says starting today, elementary school-age students will face suspension if their records or a valid exemption has not been provided. Late last week, the health unit was still waiting to hear from over 1,100 students. Additionally, 640 high school students were facing suspension on Tuesday, March 26th, if their records or a valid exemption was not reported. 17 cases of measles have been confirmed in Quebec, Ontario, Saskatchewan, and BC. More than half of those in the Montreal area, while one Ontario case has been linked to a high school. Quebec's public health director confirmed 10 cases yesterday, making Montreal the country's epicenter. Three of the 10 cases were linked to travel outside of the country. Increasing cloudiness today with a slight chance of showers this morning. Showers expected this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm as well. Temperature falling to plus 4. Showers ending this evening, then cloudy with winds out of the north up to 50 kilometers an hour, a low of 3. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy, skies clearing late in the afternoon, winds out of the north, temperature steady near plus 3. Mix of sun and cloud on Thursday, a high of 10.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.